Uninvited, the woman sauntered into her office with a graceful, arrogant stride that seemed oddly familiar. She walked over to the wall where Grace's certificates and degrees were hung. "Impressive," she said, but her tone implied otherwise. She turned to give Grace a thorough once-over, and by the sneer on her lovely face, Grace could tell the woman found her seriously lacking. "You're not pretty enough for him, you know. Too short, too wide. And wherever did you find that dress?" Completely offended, Grace went rigid. "I beg your pardon?" The woman ignored her question. "Tell me, doesn't it just pain you to be around a man who looks like Julian, knowing if he had a choice, he'd never want to be with you? He's so lean and graceful, strong and fierce. I know you've never had a man like him want you, and you never will again." Stunned, Grace couldn't speak. She didn't have to. The woman continued without pausing. "His father was like that, too. Imagine Julian with black hair. A little shorter and stockier, and not nearly as refined. Still, that man had a way with his hands that was... Aphrodite smiled reflectively, her eyes unfocused. "Of course, Diocles was scarred abysmally from his battles. He had this one horrible mark that ran the whole length of his left cheek." Her gaze narrowed in anger. "I'll never forget the day he took a dagger to Julian's face, trying to scar it like his. I would say Diocles lived to regret that transgression, but I made certain he didn't. Julian is physical perfection, and I shall never let anyone mar the beauty I gave him." The cold, calculating look Aphrodite delivered to her chilled Grace all the way to her bones. "I won't share my son with you." The possessiveness of Aphrodite's words ignited Grace's anger. How dare she show up now and say such a thing? "If Julian means so much to you, then why did you abandon him?" Aphrodite glared at her. "Do you think I had a choice? Zeus refused ambrosia to him, and no mortal can live on Olympus. Before I could even protest, Hermes swept him out of my arms and took him to his father." Grace saw the horror on Aphrodite's face as she relived that moment. "My grief at his loss was beyond human measure. Inconsolable, I locked myself away, and when I was finally able to emerge, 14 years had passed on Earth. I barely recognized the baby I had suckled, and he hated me." Aphrodite's eyes turned shiny, as if she were fighting back tears. "You have no idea what it's like to be a mother, and have the child you carried in your womb curse your very name." Grace sympathized with her grief, but it was Julian she loved, and Julian's pain that concerned her most. "Did you ever try to tell him how you feel?" "Of course I did," Aphrodite snapped. "I sent arrows to him, offering him my gifts. He sent them back with words no son should ever utter about his mother." "He was hurt." "So was I," Aphrodite shrieked. Her entire body shook with rage. Apprehensive, and more than a bit scared of what an angry goddess could do to her, Grace watched as Aphrodite closed her eyes, took a deep breath, and calmed herself.